Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on the steps to prevent another WikiLeaks. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
So, Jason, tell us, what is the strategy going to address?
Well, the strategy is part of that executive order, which basically asked agencies to take several steps, including reforming the government structure to ensure information is secure, but still can be shared securely. And I think that's a key point there. The executive order set up an insider threat task force, which is led by the FBI and the Office of Director for National Intelligence. Jonathan Swift works for the task force and ODNI, and he says the draft is one piece to a larger effort that will take time to implement.
National policy on insider threat is in draft and will probably move its way to the White House, the National Security Staff, in the next month or two, which is pretty fast in the federal scheme of things. However, in order to actually implement a program, you're going to want to have standards. And those standards are being developed now by the task force that I'm associated with and all the interagency members that are working on it. Those standards have to be issued by October of this year.
So Swift says the standards are not necessarily part of the draft strategy. He says the executive order called for the standards to be in place 1 year after the order is signed, but there's no hard deadline for the insider threat strategy. But as you heard Swift say, they are very much related. Now he added, no agency is starting from scratch. All have some sort of initiative or program to identify troubled employees who could be a threat to the agency. Now, Swift says while it's too early to say where those standards efforts will focus, they're really just getting started. He could see standards around training and awareness, the integration of information, and even what they call insider indicators, which are really mechanisms to see problems and decide, okay, how risky this employee is, how much of an insider threat could they be. The task force also is looking across the government and industry and academia for best practices that already exist and what could be scaled, you know, more broadly across the government.
And Jason, the document, as you say, will not be ready for some time. What are some of the things agencies can do in the meantime on the insider threat?
Well, there's definitely some short-term things they can do, including better use of their Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 secure ID cards. Those cards have been put out there as a major way to better secure agency networks, but they can also prevent unauthorized access to data and promote information sharing at the same time. Rob Carey is the Defense Department's Deputy Chief Information Officer. In 2006, DOD required Common Access Cards, their version of HSPD 12, to be used by all employees for logical access or to log onto their computer. But Carey says the cards also can secure applications and data.
We have a database. We have an authoritative source of our identities called the DEERS database. So I have a root definition of who I am. I have an EDIPI number, an enterprise identity number that describes me and only me. And then from there, I can get into the networks, I can get into applications, I can get into websites and do what I have to do. And that's the key to the future, is being able to understand where's Rob allowed to go based upon privileges and roles, and where, more importantly, he's not allowed to go.
Now, Carey says DOD is rolling out PKI, or the Public Key Infrastructure Technology, to their secret or classified network, which will not only add another security, but really let officials know the who, the when, and the what about the network. Now, Carey says DOD is moving toward a data-centric security approach rather than a machine-centric security approach. Basically means let's secure the data and not necessarily worry about securing the computer. Now, this is not to say there's not going to be any security in the computer, but it's just an approach they're taking. Additionally, Carey said DISA, the Defense Information Systems Agency, and the National Security Agency are testing how to do PKI-based authentication without a secure ID card. Basically, the idea is put the token or the hash, the secure algorithm, on the device itself and let that do the handshake with the application. Very interesting, but he says that's just in the very beginning. Now, I asked the other panel at the FOSSI conference yesterday, the insider threat panel, about how HSPD 12 fits in. And I'll be honest, they were not as sold on the impact of these secure identity cards as maybe Rob Carey was. Now, it's not that they had dismissed it, but they just believe it's one of many tools. Dina Braun is on the Insider Threat Task Force, and she works for the FBI. She says identity management is one of the five near-term ways to strengthen systems against the insider threats that's called for in the executive order. But the panel said the fight against insider threat is more than just technical. It's got to incorporate people and indicators and analysis. Gordon Snow is the FBI's assistant director in the cyber division.
I don't think that there is any technical fix itself. I don't think there really is a purely secure system. Our systems that run on different protocols in the classified scenario, an area where the executive orders talks about, obviously rides on the internet, communicates on the internet, but doesn't really touch the internet in a direct fashion. You know, it doesn't allow email through for phishing. I mean, there's protocols in place that it makes it a closed network itself. And the only reason I don't jump on it and say the PKI access is the best thing. It's a great thing, but it has to be a layered defense, and there has to be a understanding of the anomalies that take place in the systems, and how do you get into, you know, you can analyze logs, and you can look at information, and you can look at hacking activity, but how do you get into the mind of that person? And in my case, a hacker, in all our cases, an insider.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about inside cyber threats. Now, Jason, tell us, how does this insider threat apply to contractors?
Well, it's interesting. The executive order doesn't necessarily apply to contractors directly, but there is one exception. Again, ODNI's SWIFT.
Right now, the executive order talks about classified information on networks. So if a defense contractor, for example, has access to CIPRNet or JWIX or a classified network, I would expect that the policy and standards would apply to that contractor through the department or agency that holds the contract.
Now, because of this kind of expectation, and because the Insider Threat Task Force wants to be as collaborative as possible, they're also reaching out to industry, academia, anyone who can kind of help them develop the strategy, come up with best practices, because the belief here is that the insider threat is not like other typical cyber threats where there's a hole in the network and someone comes in, the person's already in. So how do you tell that if they're in, that they're going to do something bad? The FBI's Braun says there's accountability through contracting, but also the White House is paying very close attention to this. The task force developed a 90-day report back in the December-January timeframe on how agencies are doing and meeting the requirements to the executive order. But Braun offered a few high-level details of that report.
The effort of this reporting was to try to measure, to establish a baseline, to see where we are, and build on that report, move towards the annual reporting. Now, what it demonstrated to us is that there are a lot of moving parts. There's really, really a serious need to align resource requirements with what the agencies and departments have. So what this led to is more concerted effort to work closely with OMB to develop budgets for several next fiscal years to align them with meeting the requirements of the executive order. But essentially, basic general conclusions are that we are moving in the right directions. There were several initiatives that were implemented by departments and agencies right after the WikiLeaks incident. So there was a lot of progress made.
Now, there's a lot more work to go. I think we'll see at least a public draft of this national strategy by late summer, early fall, and a final strategy by winter. So obviously something we're going to continue to follow, and something that the White House, the intelligence community, industry, everyone's going to be have a big part in.
Well, Jason, you said the strategy is going to have a data-centric type of approach. And it seems to me that the FBI's Gordon Snow came the closest with a person ID-centric approach, because if you look at WikiLeaks, everything was done right procedurally. You just had a seeming nutcase and someone that shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. And so it seems to me that they should be focusing the most on the people aspect, the behavioral side.
And they absolutely are. And I think that's one of the things that the Insider Threat Panel, they actually had a behavior psychologist on the panel. And she goes, listen, we want to be able to see if we want, sometimes we get the best tips, if you will, from people who go, my colleague Joe is not really acting right, and he's not coping with whatever the stress is very well. Now, she says, for instance, so-and-so's in therapy, so that's, I'm worried about them. Well, actually, that's a good coping mechanism, she was saying, versus someone who says, I don't need therapy, I'm fine, and then all of a sudden, has a moment of lapse, and they, leak information, or they go crazy in some way, that obviously is detrimental to the office, to the government, to the nation. At the same time, the goal around this is, can we secure people's responsibilities and roles through HSPD-12, through the secure identity card? And what the insider threat panel seemed to be saying was, well, yes, that's fine, but there's got to be more. And I think, Tom, that's what your point is getting to.